This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. Thanks so much for listening. The new fall TV season leaked out a few episodes of new shows this past week. Many more will be debuting in the next week or two. Lynette Rice has already seen many of them and can help us with a preview here today because she's the West Coast TV editor for Entertainment Weekly. Welcome to the show. I'm glad to have you here.
Thank you. I'm very tired. It was a late night. This is Emmy weekend, and so there's lots of parties, and you know, I had to do my duty and go to one or two.
Yeah, I understand that EW had its big Emmy party last night. Give me a quick little 30-second recap of the highlights.
It was great. Despite the fact that there were five other parties in L.A. last night, we had a great turnout. We had the cast of Scandal there. We had the cast of Big Bang there. Lots of CBS shows. It was a lot of fun.
The cast of the Big Bang.
We could move around.
Cast of the Big Bang is happy because I understand that a couple of them got raises recently, and three of them are looking for even bigger raises, right?
Yeah, they'll have to renegotiate at the end of the year. It's the seventh season, and it's time again to renegotiate both the deal with CBS and then the actors who got the raises a couple years ago. It's time again. So, yes, it should be a good payday for them.
Yeah, I heard that Johnny Galecki and Kelly Cuoco and Jim Parsons are already making $350,000, and they want $600,000. And that's not per year, right? That's per episode?
Per episode. And, you know, to regular folks like you and I, unless, of course, you make $600,000.
No.
To regular folks, like, yeah, it sounds like a lot, but that show is phenomenally successful. And in addition to running on CBS, the reruns run on TBS and elsewhere, and it makes the studio a ton of money. So there's lots of money to pick from for raises. So once you realize the profits, it doesn't seem so extraordinary how much they want.
Let's talk about some of the shows that are going to try to match that success, or at least have some kind of success. Last year, the networks introduced 22 new shows. 60% of them failed. Only 9 of them are still left this fall. Tell me something that you think has a really good chance of becoming this year's fall sensation.
Well, gosh, it's so hard. If I was able to handicap it, gosh, I would be in TV. there's a show on ABC starting. It's called Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And for anyone who is well versed in the comic book community, this is a Marvel title, and you'll recognize some of the actors because they come from the Avengers, and it continues the story of these, like, in the world of comic books where there's, like, you know, crazy cats out there that are out, you know, making trouble, and so you have these agents who go out and find these bad superheroes, what's the anti-superhero, and brings them to justice. And there's nothing serialized about it. It's actually more of a procedural. It's from the mind of Joss Whedon, who's of course is, you know, a bit of a genius. So there's high promise for that one.
Okay. What about on the sitcom front? I actually watched a few minutes of this new show, Dads, last week because I like Martin Mull, and he hasn't been on TV in so long. And wow, was I disappointed in both him and the show.
Well, that's a comedy that really got dinged before the season began because there was it's misogynistic, but it's mostly a racist joke involving a gal, Brenda Song, who actually used to work for the Disney Channel. So she was sweet and nice, and then they put her up in this Japanese schoolgirl outfit and made her giggle for businessmen. It was really lame.
Yes.
The critics just took the network to task for it. They assure us that the episodes get better. It did okay. It didn't do really great. That's not the they have hope for that. They being Fox, the comedy that they really hope for and that we like is Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and that's with Andy Samberg. That's kind of like a modern day Barney Miller. That one's got some heat. That one looks like it's going to be fun.
You know what I like about that show? I watched a little bit of that, too. Andre Brouwer, who's a fantastic actor, and who, unfortunately, the show that he did with Ray Romano a couple of years ago got canceled after just 3 seasons on TNT. But he has been able to do both heavy drama, like Homicide, and lighter stuff, like that show. And now, playing a gay police captain who has to deal with Andy Samberg every day, I just love him in anything.
Men of a Certain Age is the drama you're talking about,
right,
from TNT. And yes, he was phenomenal. He got Emmy nomination for his work there. I love him, and he's one of those that we like to consider a bona fide TV star.
Yep. How about the new Michael J. Fox show?
I don't think I've met a person who doesn't like Michael J. Fox. I mean, he's so beloved because of his work in film and television. He modeled the comedy after his own life. He plays an ex local TV newsman who goes back to the job, much to the excitement of his family because they got tired of having dad around. But in it, he's a newsman with Parkinson's, and so he drafts on his own family. You know, he brings the jokes that are told around their own dinner table into the show, and there are some funny scenes in it. I don't know if anyone's picked up. There's a promo running on NBC, and he jokes about the elephant in the room, and there's quite literally an elephant in the room,
right?
With the promo, and so the pilot addresses the Parkinson's, but as the show progresses, the producers swear that it doesn't become the joke that they constantly go to. There's a lot of fallback jokes to the Parkinson's in the premiere episode, and I talked to Michael J. about that too. And I said, you know, I have to say that when these jokes happened, I laughed, but I felt a little bad at laughing because I felt like I was laughing at you. And he says, and his response was, you know, I'm pretty sure you were laughing with me, and that's okay. That's an honest reaction. And, you know, this is, you know, there's too many people worrying about, you know, putting gauze on something, tiptoeing around a subject. You know, this is the way it is. This is my life. You know, and sometimes it can be funny.
That's pretty good. All right, we've talked about ABC, Fox, NBC. CBS has shows that are debuting this Monday night. One is a sitcom called Mom, and the other is a drama called Hostages. Tell us about those.
I really like Mom. It's from the great mind of Chuck Lorre, who's quite the hit maker for CBS. He, of course, is Two and a Half Men, Big Bang Theory, and Mike and Molly. And now this is about a 20-something gal played by Anna Faris, who's a fresh recovering alcoholic. And she's a single mom. And her mother is played by Allison Janney, who's also a recovering alcoholic. And it deals with their relationship. They are... they weren't talking to each other for the longest time, obviously because of their alcoholism, and now they're speaking to one another. And wow, you know, the hilarity ensues. But they're cute together. Anna is another, you know, TV star to become, you know, to be. I mean, she's got some bona fide chops there. I mean, I love this. Hostages is next, probably Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. This is the one that folks are most talking about. This is a serialized show, and you know, it uses some nonlinear storytelling. Like you go back and forth, and you see it in the pilot because you see a family being held hostage, and then it goes back to explain what led them to that point. And basically, it's about I don't think I'm giving too much away. It's that the family that's being held hostage, the mother is a doctor, and she is set to perform surgery on the president. And now some bad guys holding a surgeon hostage who's going to work on the president, you can probably guess what they want her to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's really great. It's a 10 o'clock drama. When I brought the pilot home, my whole family watched it. I have 12-year-old twins. They watched it. It was very suspenseful. It's very good.
When does Homeland return on Showtime?
It returns on September 29th.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, Dexter's finishing up here in the next, you know, this Sunday, I believe. And then Homeland fires up, and then after Homeland, and that's actually another good show to talk about. After Homeland, there's a new show called Masters of Sex, and that's a period drama about the real life of William Masters and Virginia Johnson, the sexologist who basically kicked off the sexual revolution.
I don't know that I'm going to be able to... I'm going to record both of those next Sunday night. I don't know that I'm going to be able to watch them because I think I'll be in too much of a funk over losing Breaking Bad, which has its series finale that night. And
I know. So you're one of those. You're one of those that are addicted.
Don't get me started.
Yes. I think you'll have a big night on Sunday at the Emmys.
You do?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, especially with Bryan Cranston. What an incredible actor. And, you know, we did our Emmy picks, so we asked specialists in the field, like, you know, who do you think is going to win? And just hands down, I mean, he's brilliant. He deserves it.
A phenomenal performance and a phenomenal show, I think even better than The Sopranos, and I'm going to really be sorry to see it go. Lynette, thanks so much for joining me today. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
That's Lynette Rice, West Coast TV editor for Entertainment Weekly. I'm Paul Harris. This is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Networks. America.